The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network from the Republican National Convention. Joe Lieberman said he might make history, and I think he did.
Let me contrast Barack Obama's record to the record of the last Democratic president, Bill Clinton, who stood up to some of those same Democratic interest groups, worked with Republicans, and got some important things done, like welfare reform, free trade agreements, and a balanced budget.
He actually got a Republican crowd to give a round of applause to Bill Clinton, albeit at Barack Obama's expense. More after this. Last night, Republicans heard from Democrat-turned-independent Joe Lieberman, who told the Republican convention that Americans are tired of seeing the political parties fight.
They see Democrats and Republicans fighting each other rather than fighting for the American people.
Kind of a risky thing to say in front of people wearing elephant T-shirts. But remember, we are in the era of post-partisanship.
This year, when you vote for president, vote for the person you believe is best for our country, not for the party you happen to belong to.
Well, heck, even the Democrats would agree with that this year. And good for him. Getting up in front of the Republican National Convention and saying, vote person, not party, stop the endless bickering, ignore the ads, make up your own mind.
Senator Barack Obama is a gifted and eloquent young man who I think can do great things for our country in the years ahead. But my friends, eloquence is no substitute for a record.
Ah, so this may be a postpartisan election, but it's still an election, which means there can be only one winner. And Senator Lieberman's message was that the best way to show you're tired of the partisanship is to vote Republican. Didn't I hear something similar last week?
Tonight I say to the people of America, to Democrats and Republicans and independents, enough!
Yes, I did. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, September 3rd, 2008. The Osgood File, Wednesday, September 3rd, 2008.